The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Big Patty gave to me 20 minutes of silence. Eleven cups of birching, 10 nights of horror, 9 shirts from Granny, 8 gentlemen callers, 7 cakes from Poodle, 6 puppet shows, 5 gold cock rings, pa-da-pum, 4 rubber gloves, 3 slabs of bacon, 2 big balls, and a little show with Squeaky Kitty. Merry Cribba, everybody!
You're right. That would not have been as good as I played the whole thing. that was really good.
Big Fatty said that.
Said what?
I should have cut it down.
No. Is he in the room? Oh, no. Okay. Anyway, I'm sure he will say it.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty online.
That was really good.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2066 of the BFO for Thursday, the 25th of December, 2015. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to catch you up on the Crema Content Contest and tell you about the podcast dinner. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Colonators. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Colonators. Big Fatty, please don't tell us. No, Colonators. I'm sorry. Because, y'all, that's where we went for the Hatlanta podcasting dinner on Monday night. I'm going to tell you more about that in just a few minutes. But, y'all, you know, it is Crema Eve. And if you hadn't gotten your Crema shopping done, y'all, this is Big Fatty loves to go to the mall on the 24th. Because, y'all, that is the one day of the year that Big Fatty, are you in turnip heads land? I hear the sirens. Big Fatty. Anyway, yes. Yeah, I guess it, y'all. It's the one day of the year that men outnumber women in the mall. So, y'all, if you want to go see some hot men panicking, y'all head on over to the shopping mall. And Big Fatty, it'll be a nightmare, but lovely visions of sugar plums dancing in your gentleman caller's head. Be very silly. Yeah, I guess, y'all, it's the last day of the Mexican Crema calendars. Y'all, be very sad. And we're going to open it up, and it says Feliz Navidad. And it's, oh, Lord, y'all, this is much too, much to read. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm just going to guess that it says, and I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, happy Crema to all, and to all a good night. Big Fatty, but y'all, I just want to say thank you again to the Robs, Rob 1 and Rob 2, for sending the Mexican Crema calendar. Bienvenido, Robos, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, Tamari, with that being Crema Day, I've got a little something special for you, Tamari. And so, y'all, today, I'm going to review the celebrations of exiting the birth canal that we've got coming up over the next couple of days. Now, y'all, of course, you know, the little drummer boy was beating about, Big Fatty, you hate that song. You should have sent it in to Ed Mock at the Meh Show. I hate the little drummer boy, y'all. I hate it. But anyway, We evidently someone was born in swaddling clothes. Big Fatty, I wonder who it was. Well, y'all, it may have been somebody that was born on a Sunday, the 27th. Big Fatty, that would be lovely. And y'all, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal on Sunday. Y'all, it is one of the co-hosts of the North and South of things. A little show. Y'all, by the way, I talked to George in Atlanta. He says, I'm so glad I named it the North and South of things, because if it was the South and North of things, the acronym would be SNOT. That's fuck. But y'all, it is none other than he's as sweet as he can be. Y'all, it is the Laughing Buddha. That's Mark up there in the St. Paul. Big Daddy, we love the Laughing Buddha. And and y'all, evidently, he exited the birth canal and was put in swaddling clothes, from what I hear. Yes, Big Daddy, I heard that myself somewhere. But y'all, if you happen to see the Laughing Buddha on the Twitty or the Face Space this weekend, make sure you wish him a happy Big Fatty. What is that noise? It's the air conditioner. Actually, I think it's the heat. Yes, Big Fatty. although y'all, it's supposed to be hot. It's hot here on Crema Day. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, if you see the Laughing Buddha on the Twitty or the Face Space or all those the Grin Doctor or the Scruff or the Big Fatty, how many more are you gonna name? The Adam for Adam or the Big Fatty enough? Y'all are Silver Daddies. Big Fatty. Y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that he gets a big old North and South piece of cake. Happy birthday to you. Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And, y'all, we've got an Axe Big Fatty question that came in over at the WWW. Big Fatty, we love the WWW. And, y'all, it's from that Moose P. He says, y'all, this was in response to the little show that came out on Monday about knife play that Gay Country West mentioned. He says, I've never heard of knife play, and I'm afraid to goggle it, afraid of what I'd find. What is that, or will I lose my Cheerios, Woodhaven? First of all, Moose, thank you so much for the question. It's an excellent question, and from what I understand, because I've never participated in it, but it's kind of like what Vera does when she draws a warm bath. She just does mild cuts to her rib. Big Fatty, that's only when she's listening to you. No, it's just a light. You know, everybody's different, and this is not my thing at all. I don't like blood and all, but asked Gay Country West about this at the podcasting dinner, and I tell you, I'll give you a little bit more about what he had to say about it when I start talking about that. But anyway, don't goggle it. I just think about getting in, the Bloods and the Crips. Big Fatty!
It's Christmas Content Contest Month. It's Christmas Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call the BFO to leave a message for content for December. And maybe write something on the website. And maybe use that special word for an extra point to keep Kathy Bacon happy. It's Christmas content contest month. Let's call.
Dear Gussie, that,
Sweet Haven.
And y'all, that of course is Digga. Digga, thank you so much. I hope you and T Wiggles made it back to the Chicago's without incident. And y'all, first call today, y'all, you're not going to believe. You're just not going to believe who it is today. Big Fatty, it's horrifying.
Hey, Big Fatty, guess who? It's Granny. Bet you didn't think I was going to call, did you? Well, I'm calling, and I'm calling for Woodhaven.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Your granny has been threatening to call. And Big Fatty, it's the season of miracles, and it's horrifying. But Granny, first of all, thank you so much for the call. And I know you have thrilled. You have thrilled Miss Bacon absolutely to death that you participated in the contest. Big Fatty, I can't think of anything worse than to have Granny call. Well, what if he called back?
Hey, Big Fatty, guess who again? It's Granny. I just call him just to bug the hell out of him.
Big Fatty doesn't have to call to do that.
I will see you later for your party.
Well, Granny, thank you so much for calling back. And, y'all, Granny, I think Granny had a good time at the party. You know, he was on a diet where he wouldn't eat any carbs. Y'all, he was cramming those sausage balls and little ham and Swiss cheese biscuits down his throat like there was no tomorrow. Big Fatty, almost like he was at the Horror Hotel cramming, never mind, down his throat. Never mind. I retract the comment.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's me, Ed Chen, calling from Singapore, Mexico. Just want to call to wish you a Merry Krema and a happy holiday season. Also, wait, just wondering, if I'm calling from the future and you're going to be listening to this in the future, which would be my past, and then, oh no, I'm not going to go down that road again. Okay, anyway, just going to wish you a Merry Krema, Happy New Year, and also Miss Poodle McNoodle,
hi.
I hope you get a really wonderful log cake. Cake, not that kind of log.
Vulgar.
Anyway, yeah, that's about it. Also,
Vulgar.
What was I supposed to say again after everything's over?
Bye.
Oh, that's right. Woodhaven.
That is none other. That is none other than that Ed Chan. Big Fatty, are we supposed to play a gong or something? Well, no, that's on the stick it with a poke. And Ed, thank you so much for the Krema wishes. It's lovely to hear your voice. Of course, by the time you hear this, it'll already be Krema where you are, because you're in the future. And you know, although I'm recording this in the past for future presentation at this time, you are Big Fatty. Please don't get into that. It's bad enough just having to listen to it in the present.
Reef caddies live most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But caddies only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all got an e-letter from Patty Bacon, and she says, her ole, Big Fatty, that's backwards for hello. Patty Bacon speaking. You remember me, right? I'm Kathy's gorgeous cousin from Niedrabah, that's Aberdeen backwards, North Dakota. I'm exactly 1 week older than her, and I'm also straight. Just a few more days left until Festivus, and my list of grievances is very small this year. Perhaps 2016 will be more miserable to make Festivus truly magical. While planning the Festivus menu, I noticed my pantry was running dangerously low on Mexican sauce. I needed to take a trip to New York City to stock up. New York City! While there, I figured I'd look for a new gay bestie, since there are very few gay besties available in North Dakota. Where in New York should one go to find a gay bestie? The answer, Queens, of course. I made an appointment with the grand doctor, but sadly, no doctor ever made a house call to me, so I am still without a bestie. On my way back to Idlewild Airport in my Batance pretend taxicab, I saw a street that matches my cousin's secret word. Sadly, I think relatives of the sweepstakes promoters are ineligible, to win the contest, though I'm not sure this would count as an entry anyway, but I think, you know, I don't do oral faxes. I'm not that kind of girl. Enjoy your Festivus hiatus. I don't think I ever heard another holiday show of yours, so I cannot vote. Maybe you could play the first show that my cousin ever called in on. Toodles, Patty Bacon, Woodhaven, and y'all, she's attached. She's attached a picture of Woodhaven Boulevard. Baby, I know that needs to count as something. First of all, Patty Bacon, thank you so much for the e-letter. Lovely, lovely to hear from you. And I'm going to guess that it'll be okay for your entry to count. Although, Miss Bacon, you know, she is the final factor, the final decision maker in all of this. Now, y'all, I still have an Axe Big Fatty question. From Kathy Marshall and a couple of other comments over here at the WWW. But y'all, I've got to tell you about the big podcast supper that we had. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we had a lovely, lovely dinner at the Colonnade. Y'all, it was me and Terminally Single Tim and George in Atlanta and Epa Louie and Romo and you know, Gay Country Boy, Big Fatty. No, it is not spelled so you ain't. Gay Country Wes and Travis and y'all, everybody. We just had a good time. Everybody enjoyed putting my salty nuts in there, my big fatty vulgar. And y'all had a good supper. Big Fatty had a fried poke chop. Fried poke chop. Y'all had two giant fried poke chops. Y'all, I had to send one of them home with Wes and Travis. Yes, Big Fatty. And Wes and Travis gave me a can. There were little giftettes. George in Atlanta had chocolates and a special little something something for Burke Carter, and a Big Fatty was in a little brown paper sack. You'll be just perfect on the streets of Atlanta. And y'all, then Wes and Travis gave me a gift card and a card that had a picture of a kitty on the cover. Big Fatty, the kitty's getting ready to eat the Kremlites. I see that, and it said, "I'd like to wish you a Merry Crema." And y'all, you open it up. Big Fatty, and oh, Big Fatty, oh, Big Fatty. And y'all, the kitty cat is wrapped up in the lights and is spinning around. And Big Fatty, that's worse than that singing fat lady. And it says, "That's just how I roll." Big Fatty, wishing you a Merry Crema and a Happy New Year. Wes and Travis, and y'all, it was just lovely to get together with everyone. I'm sorry that Rodan and Gambit couldn't be there. Big Fatty, we missed them. But anyway, and I just appreciate all of them coming tonight. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Crema Eve. And if you have traditions in your family or for Crema Eve or Crema Day, I hope that they go very well. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Seda 69 singing during that Crema karaoke during Gavin's little show. Yes, Big Fatty, I sent in a song, too. You didn't play it. Well, maybe we'll try to sneak it in on tomorrow's little show. Big Fatty, that would be lovely. Gavin, I know you and Jim are going to have a big old Crema feast and have a good time. And any Crema wishes you have for everyone?
That was really good.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's already in the eggnog if you thought this was good.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.